Lovely to see you all. Thank you for your welcome. I never know what to say when I'm asked to introduce myself. We've come up here from Bargoed in the Valleys this morning, and that's where we're based. Bring greetings from the church that meets in Cefnhengoed and Ystrad Mynach. If you know where those places are, you're blessed. So bring greetings there. They'll be praying for us this morning. And it's great to be here with you. As for introductions to myself, I'm told on good authority that I've got a naturally grumpy face, okay? Underneath it, I'm actually quite happy. So if you want, come and see me afterwards. Come and have a chat and we'll introduce ourselves properly. But it's great to be here with you. Especially come and see me, okay? If you would normally be in Sunday school right now, but you're staying in the service. Did you notice in the reading what Peter read to us? He said that Jesus thanked his Father in heaven that little children understood some of these things that he's speaking about that the wise and understanding didn't understand. So if you're usually in Sunday school, you're probably going to notice things this morning that the rest of us don't get, and I want you to come and tell me afterwards, okay? It'd be lovely to meet you. Jesus says there, doesn't he? Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. This is verse 25 of Matthew 11. Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Let me have a little guess about how you've arrived here this morning. I reckon most of us, in some way or other, are having to put on a brave face. And that we have burdens of one form or another that are pretty tough to carry, and we're finding it hard. And you've all presented really well this morning. You all seem like you're coping great with life. And yeah, I reckon most of us are putting on a brave face if we really think about it. And perhaps the biggest burden we've got is this. I don't know how to do life. I'm not very good at it. Try and live this human life that I'm meant to be living, and I seem to mess it up all the time. Not very good at doing life. And that's a burden to me. I have no rest. I never feel like I've made it. I never feel like I've nailed it, like I've done a good job of life. And that I can kind of rest now and enjoy it. Perhaps that's you this morning, okay? Burdens tough to carry, having to put on a brave face as you come here this morning. Don't know how to do life. And you spend all your time pretending you do, but you don't. And then contrast to that, okay, in comes Jesus. We read about him here. And he's like full of life. He knows how to do real life. That's what he was getting at, actually, when he said there, no one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son. He knows what life is all about. He knows what it is to be intimately close and in fellowship with God. He said, didn't he, John chapter 17, this is what life really is. This is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Like, that's life. And Jesus knows all about it. I think it was John Stott who said, eternal life is not just living forever. It is living in fellowship with God. That's what real life is all about. And Jesus knows all about it. He knows the Father. He stands before the Father and delights in all that the Father is doing. And the Father delights in him. He's pleased and loves his Son. And Jesus knows all about that. He knows that kind of life. And he tells us here that he, the one who is full of life, he knows how to carry every burden. He literally holds up the whole universe in its place. Everything is as it is and as it should be because Jesus holds it there. He picks up every burden. He's praying here, isn't he? But notice what happens as he prays in these verses. He's kind of like bridging the gap of heaven and earth, isn't he? So at the start of these words, he's addressing his Father. By the end of it, he's addressing people like us. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. And then as he's praying, he ends up saying, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. He's bridging the gap of heaven and earth. He's holding it all together. He's making sense of life. He's bringing us back to the Father and bringing the Father to us. He's fitting it all together again. That's why Matthew quotes, we read from the end there in the middle of chapter 12, as Matthew quotes from Isaiah's prophecy. And he's saying there, isn't he? Chapter 12, verse 18. This servant of the Lord, this chosen one, he's the one who knows what life is all about. The Father loves him. The Spirit is upon him. And look at what he does, this one who's anointed and knows life. He fixes all the tensions that bring death. And so our big problem really is this, isn't it? Our big burden is that we are far away from the living God. We don't know how to access the life which is with the Father and the Son. And we see here Jesus, the anointed one, he brings all these things back together. He fixes all the tensions that cause this grief. He proclaims justice to the Gentiles. He speaks to those who are weak and weary and battered, and he puts them back together. In his name, all the nations hope. Fixes all the problem that leads to death. And when we don't listen to him, when we don't come to him for life, that's a burden to us. That's a big burden. When we try and go anywhere else for life, that's the reason you're burdened this morning. Come to Jesus. He's the one who knows how to live life. We've all got little habits and rituals, I suppose, haven't you? One of mine, Sunday nights, often I've been driving to the ends of the earth to different churches and so on, and then I'll come back home and I just like a fish finger sandwich. Problem with that, okay, our oven is broken, really naff. This is not an appeal for a new oven. It's not the poor kid from the valley he's coming up to. I don't want our oven anymore. Don't want it. Not interested in it. But our oven is broken, okay? You turn it on, it takes like 4 hours to heat up, and then as soon as it gets hot enough, it switches off, cools itself down, and then goes hot again. And then you turn it off at the end, and it's out. It's like, you just see the pound signs racking up in my mind as I just heat up the oven for a quick fish finger sandwich. It doesn't work. And then recently, somebody gave us an air fryer. Any of you got air fryers? Of course you do, it's Cardiff. Air fryers have just arrived in the valleys. And I love it, okay? I love it. My air fryer not only does a better job than my oven, it does a better job than any oven. And so I've gone from like waiting 6-7 hours for a fish finger sandwich and just giving up and eating a bag of crisps. I've gone from that to just chucking them in the air fryer and it comes out in like 6 minutes. Incredible. Now imagine I got in tonight, okay? And I think, oh, fancy a fish finger sandwich. And I start to use my oven. And because it's just what I do. It's just the system I use. And I look up and calling out to me, there's this air fryer saying, have a go at this. That's the way to do things. And I'm like, it's all right. I'll just faff about down here with my oven, my broken oven, and see what comes of that. That's kind of what we're doing when the living God in the Lord Jesus Christ cries out to us, shows us the way to eternal life, and we're like, it's all right. I'll just carry on down here. I'll just do my own thing. And that's why we're burdened. Jesus puts it really starkly, doesn't it? Doesn't he? In those verses we read, first of all, those woes to those unrepentant cities. What's the problem that Jesus has with those cities like Chorazin? The problem is they have had insights. They've had things revealed to them. They've seen just how great and powerful and full of life the Lord Jesus is, and they've gone their own way. Jesus says to them, it'll be more tolerable for places like Sodom in the day of judgment than it will be for you. A huge burden, the biggest burden there could ever be, is not listening to, not coming to the Son of God to find life in him. That's the biggest burden you'll ever have. But if you come to him, then you can have life. Then you can rest. Then you can know what life is all about. Who is he then? Who is this Jesus who's full of life and gives life to people like us? Well, he's the God beyond our wildest dreams. He's the God you could never have imagined or thought up. Like the most incredible things you can ever imagine seeing, never mind the things you've actually seen, the most amazing things you could imagine seeing are nothing compared to Jesus. He's the one who's full of life. In fact, he says there, doesn't he? No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son. Like, it takes God to know God. Only God can get insights into the glories of this person. Sing sometimes, I don't know if you sing it here, the high mysteries of thy name, an angel's grasp transcend, the Father only, glorious claim, the Son can comprehend. He is so bright and beautiful that you could never even imagine him. He is so much better than all the imagined gods of this world. He's the real God, and you can't get anywhere near him. He's incredible. Dwells in unapproachable light. Interesting what Jesus says here, isn't it? Only God can know God. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son. Oh, and by the way, you can know him too. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son. And anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. You can know the one who is unimaginably beautiful. You can know the one who is so full of life that you can never get anywhere near him, but he comes near to you so that you could get to know him. You can know him too. In fact, it seems as though his glory is demonstrated to us as he brings us and the Father together. He chooses to do this. That's where his brightest glory is seen, as he brings us into fellowship with the Father, as he gets us into the life that we were made for and that we've lost access to. His glory is seen there. His glory seen ultimately in the cross, isn't it? And why is that? In the cross, where we come across the God we would never have imagined. No other system in all the world designs a God that goes to a cross. But the cross is where the glory of this God is demonstrated to us, where he reconciles us to God, where he brings us to know the one where all our life is to be found, where we find everything makes sense, where we find the forgiveness of all of our sins and freedom to live. The cross, where we come across this God that you would never have imagined, and we are reconciled to him, and our burdens are lifted. The cross, where he dies our death, and where he lays down his life so that we could live. This is the God we're meeting with in Jesus. He's the one who's beyond your wildest dreams. And yet, isn't it interesting, this God who is beyond your wildest dreams, he's the God who you can come to. This Jesus. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. So, come to me. Come to me. All you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. The one who dwells in unapproachable light, he is the approachable God. He is the Christ who loves to welcome and embrace people like you and me. He is unlike every other God. All the other gods that cry out for your attention every moment of every day, they want nothing to do with you. I hate to break it to you, okay? All those things that you invest all your life in and you think they really care, all those gods of the world, they want nothing to do with you. They're hidden behind a system or behind a screen. and you can't really get to them, and they don't really know you. Unlike every other God, here is the crucified God. Here is the God who gets that close to us, the God who embraces us in all of our sinfulness and failing, the God who knows what it's like to be one of us and knows how to get a human being into the presence of God. The God whose hands are pierced is the God who embraces you with those hands, the crucified God who is close to us. Here we can really live in fellowship with God because the Lord Jesus has come and made a way for us. He even says here, doesn't he, be yoked to me, be attached to me, go through life with me. Let me carry your burdens and carry you as I carry the weight of all the universe. That's what Jesus is saying there as he says, be yoked to me. And so he says, come, come. And if you don't, man, that's a burden. But if you do, that is rest for your soul. That is rest for your soul. We've got 5 minutes to get specific, okay? Jesus says here, doesn't he? Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. Your burden is not the exception that bars you from coming to the living God through Jesus, his Son. Come to me, he says, all who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Your past haunts you. It's a burden. You don't really know what to do with it. Issues that are unresolved, things that weigh you down, things you've done that you can't undo. It's a burden to you. Jesus says, come to me. Bring it to me. We'll sort it out. I'm a fake. And I know I'm a fake, and it's killing me. It's weighing me down to try and put up this front all the time. Jesus says, come to me. I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Living in this old world really troubles me. And Jesus says to bring it to him. Come to me. Even now, okay, I've got those issues in the past, but even right now, I can't kick my present sinful habits. They keep tripping me up, and I don't know what to do about it. I'm a mess. I'm a failure. No one would want anything to do with me, and yet Jesus does, and he says, come to me. Bring that with you. Don't sort it out first. Bring it to him. Perhaps you might say, your marriage is on the rocks. Your kids have gone off track. Your career's going down the drain. Money's drying up. Don't really know what to do about it all. Or perhaps that's not where you are. Perhaps you're saying, I wish I had all those things to worry about. Marriage, kids, job, and so on. And it absolutely kills me that I don't have that. It's a burden to me. Or perhaps you've got those things and they're actually going pretty well, but you've come to realize, and it's crushing you, that career, family, whatever else it might be, they are absolutely everything to you, and yet you still are burdened. Still, these things are not enough. In fact, you have put on those things all the weight of trying to be you properly, and they can't bear the weight of that. You've put too much weight on these things to bring you life, and it's not working. And Jesus says, so you come to me. Come to me. Bring it to me. I'll give you rest. What about this one? Scared about the future. Scared about the future. Short-term future. Don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or over the next few months. Long-term future. Jesus says to bring it to him. What about that forever future? Does that trouble you? Is that a burden to you? You need to know this, that Jesus who says here, come to me, he always says, come to me. The Christ you will encounter on the other side, he's just like this, just like this. He'll always say, come to me. He won't be disappointed when you get there. He'll always say, come to me. I'm sick. My body, my mind don't work as they should. Jesus says, come to me. At least come and talk to him about it. At least tell him how much it sucks. At least tell him how much it hurts. Jesus carries the weight of the whole universe. He can handle your complaints, okay? Come to him. Bring it to him. I'm dying. And in those final months, days, hours, whatever it is, here comes Jesus, the one who loves to draw near to people like us. And he still says, come to me. And we step even beyond this life with all its troubles, all its burdens, and find one who is calling us to come to him. So this morning, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come all who are weary and heavy laden. Come with all your failings and your sins. Come with all your hopes and dreams. All the things that haven't gone to plan. All the things you think have. Come with all of this to Jesus. Come with all your sins. Come with all your mistakes. All your regrets. All the things you're too ashamed to even think about, never mind speak about. Come with all of that to Jesus. Jesus can take it all. Come to me, he says, all who labor and are heavy laden. Not to come is a burden. Coming to Jesus, that is rest for your soul. Come to him. He can give you rest. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that all things have been given over into the hands of this Lord Jesus, and that he is good and he is kind, that he is magnificently glorious beyond our wildest dreams, and yet we can know him intimately, come to him, feel his embrace. And we come here this morning, Father, with burdens perhaps that are obvious and others that we've hidden well, even burdens that we're not fully conscious of ourselves. And we ask that for Jesus' sake, you would accept us, and that we would feel the lifting of all of our burdens as we bring them to him. We thank you that he has borne the weight of all of our sins at the cross. We thank you that even now he bears the weight of all the universe, that everything is held up by him. And so we pray, teach us to cast ourselves on him and to find the rest and the life that are only found in his name. So give this blessing to us now, we pray, as we draw near to Christ, because we ask it in his name. Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll sing the close. Come, ye poor and needy. We'll stand.